time last year when fans turned up to the Boxing Day test at the MCG, the Australian men's cricket team had gone some way towards repairing its sandpaper-tainted reputation. But frankly, with their two best batsmen still banned, they weren't playing very well. Well, what a difference a year makes. David Sparks reports.
Gets that one away. Steve Smith in complete control of this.
Runs and wickets are both flowing Australia's way lately. And for fans of the MCG yesterday, this team has well and truly put sandpaper gate behind it. How do you feel about the Australian cricket team today?
Yeah, good. I've probably forgiven them now and, you know, they're doing well, so barracking for them.
Who could not like Steve Smith? He's a legend.
Were you uncomfortable with the Australian cricket team when that happened, the sandpaper thing?
Well, I cried, so I was a bit upset.
But you're not upset with them anymore?
Not now, no.
Oh, good work. Good work, Steve Smith.
At this ground last year, 9 months after the infamous incident, there was a feeling that Captain Tim Payne had brought back a sense of decency to the team. But that team didn't include the players at the heart of the scandal. With Steve Smith and David Warner back in, the team is winning again. Since August, they've won 7 tests and lost only 2. But these fans believe that on-field success hasn't caused a return to the arrogant ways of the past. And they reckon that's because of the captain.
I'm happy with Tim Payne. He's doing a wonderful job.
I think they're making a very good fist of it, and I think the captain is doing an extra good job in making that happen.
Winning games and behaving well. So is public redemption now complete? Dr. Chris Wallace is a journalist and historian at the Australian National University. During the Boxing Day test last year, Dr. Wallace wrote a column arguing that even though the Aussie team was not winning many games, it had restored its reputation. 12 months later, she's even happier.
I'm astonished at how in a single year there's been this really profound turnaround in the team and as a result in the way we're all feeling about Australian cricket and to an extent ourselves. Tim Payne, the Australian captain, has been the most fantastic influence on the team. I think the way Steve Smith and David Warner served their time and then came back in a pretty humble fashion and literally knocked it out of the park showed that Cricket Australia handled it the right way, that Australians are forgiving of people who do the wrong thing and then do their time, but also that really good leadership, and you've got to give Tim Payne credit for this, really good leadership makes an absolute difference.
While this is a story about the Australian men's cricket team, Dr. Wallace says it's very important to remember that the crisis caused by the sandpaper scandal resulted in Australians paying more attention to their female cricket team, both in terms of the impressive number of games they were winning and the spirit in which they were playing the game. But she says the men's team has made itself better, and for that it deserves credit.
I think we're seeing improved men, and that's a really significant thing.
Cricket writer and commentator Jeff Lemon shares that respect for the way this team has rebuilt its culture. But he warns the word redemption might be going too far.
I think redemption's a very tricky word, and you come across it a lot with athletes when something's gone wrong off the field and then they come back and put in a good performance. And you can talk about redemption, but it's really hard to be clear and distinct about what that actually means or when that's achieved. It's not a definite end point. It's an ongoing process.
For now, that process seems to be going very well. Do you feel like the Australian cricket team has come back to something you can respect again now?
Definitely, yeah. They've come so good and they've done so well and fantastic.
Yes! Play does. Beautiful stroke.
That report by David Sparks.